Michael Cohen, C-O-H-N, Michael, 102769. Cohen, right, sorry. Michael Cohen, I always forget that. 55-year-old gentleman with history of diabetes, non-compliance, hypertension, comes in with severe upper neck pain. Patient was seen on or about the 30th of October in the emergency room at HCA, where he had an X-ray done, CT of the neck done, because it was the left side of his body that did a cardiac workup, which was negative. The CT of the neck did show no acute fracture of the cervical spine, mild multi-level cervical spondylosis, most evident at C5, C6, C6, C7. There's neuraminal foraminal stenosis. There's severe spasm. Patient did not have any trauma, by the way. Subsequently, he saw Dr. Wolf. Dr. Wolf is a chiropractor in town. He ordered an MRI of the cervical spine tomorrow. He said he's in so much pain he wants to hurt himself to get the pain out of the way, period. New paragraph, he's alert, he's awake. He is in severe pain, but he's not actually thinking about killing himself. Medical problems, see my notes from 6/24/24 surgery, 6/24/24 medication. He's supposed to be taking methimazole and glibride, but he's not taking either one. And he also was supposed to see an endocrinologist, which he never did. Allergy, non-social, no smoking, no drinking. He wants to go on disability because he's not able to do his work. Family history, 6/14/2024. He's alert, he's awake. Once again, today, his weight was 214, 98%, 97.7, 2079, 186 over 107, secondary to pain. Heart positive, positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck short, JVD, skin shows no rash. Detailed neurological examination reveals there's some sensory changes on the left side, but there's no evidence of neurological changes. There's no weakness, there's no drift, and there's no DTR changes. Number one, severe neck pain. Number two, radiculopathy. Number three, neuropathy. Number four, MRI scheduled for tomorrow. Number five, I will sign his paperwork for FMLA to be off work at least a month. Number six, I suspect he's got spinal stenosis and will probably need PT as well as epidural injection. Next number, I did give him Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next number, I also gave him Medrol dose pack. I'm going to give him Tramadol and Lyrica to take at home, and Celebrex because it's not going to affect his platelet when he's scheduled for his epidural injection, period. He knows Lyrica and Tramadol are narcotics. I've given him ample instruction how to take the medication. Then I'm going to have him come back and see me Friday. MRI is going to be done tomorrow. Signs of neurological emergency discussed. If he sees any of those, he'll call me right away. Thank you.